It's August Bites.
August Bites, week
one,
two.
Two.
We did Black Demon.
Demon. That was so shitty.
That was a terrible movie.
Well, you were also high on Dayquil, so you forgot all about it.
That was awesome.
That was not a good movie.
Totally, he was on another plane.
I chugged like half a bottle of that shit.
August Bites started off with a bit of a slump this year.
Yeah.
But we are making up for it with this next movie coming out. We're talking about The Shallows with Blake Lively as God, freaking most gorgeous surfer I've ever seen in my life. If this movie was just her basking in the sun and surfing, I'd watch 4 hours.
I guess if you like skinny chicks.
I do. I'm joined as always by Matt Vader, who's begrudgingly here for Shark Week, I guess.
I mean, we do Shark Week every week.
We do.
Or every year. And
can we do Shark Week every week?
No.
Belly of the Beast.
I would much rather do vampire movies than shark movies.
We're going to do a vampire movie.
We're going to do one.
Yeah.
Because I think these shark movies, they're just kind of getting worse.
I think this movie was great.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
But okay.
Jude's you also watched this movie on an empty stomach. No, and he should have had a Twix or a Snickers or something before he watched it.
He was hangry when he watched this movie.
He forced us to watch it with him via text as he was bitching about it.
Yeah, he was live texting as he was watching.
As he's watching it, he's bitching about this movie in a group text. And I'm like, what are you doing right now?
We're busy. Don't make me watch it with you.
No, you must suffer with me.
I don't care.
Just bitch really sitting on a rug. Can we talk about it tomorrow? We're talking about it tomorrow.
It's like, I'm making your phones blow up, and if you don't want to look at it, don't fucking look at it. All right?
This is why Jude has us on mute.
Yeah, I do. And he's like, she's just pissing me off.
It was weird. I'll get into it in a minute, but she was just kind of,
I'm
watching this movie, and she's just annoying the shit out of me.
I do not understand your logic. Matthew Cage is also here.
I am. I should point out that as of the weekend of this recording, the Meg 2 drops.
Oh, sweet.
So I've got, how many hours do I have left in that book? Not that many. I'm
going to
do it. I'm going to do it. I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm almost there.
I've never seriously thought about suicide more.
Yes, but the Meg is well known to be Jude's kryptonite.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with The Trench, which is
an
awful audiobook. Oh, my God.
I can't.
Did you listen to the bit of it that you sent me,
yeah. But I was like, absolutely not. I'll just read it. Because I've already read it, but I wanted to reread it before.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, like, you've never read
I've read all of them, but I wanted to revisit that one.
Yeah.
Because I believe in you and in preparation for the new movie.
Yeah.
Alex came into the studio last night, and he's like, I've never heard a worse narrator than the one for the Meg.
That's hilarious.
The runner-up for, and this is what's making this book in particular such a chore to get through, is because I have to listen to this freaking doofus do his audiobook thing. The only one that I can think of that's worse is the guy who narrated the Game of Thrones books.
Ooh.
That was bad.
Really?
That's really
because
funny.
He doesn't change his voice at all.
Oh.
It's literally just a straight narration.
You might as well just have Siri narrate it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no character. I'm like, who's talking right now? Especially because at the time I didn't know everybody. He was like, well, Ned Stark said, and I'm like, how do I know Ned's talking? What's happening right now?
What's going to happen when AI starts doing
AI has already begun
voiceovers for books.
I'm gonna be out of a fucking job.
It's already happening. It'll be better than this guy, I'll tell you that much though.
guy tried a little too hard.
His New York accent was freaking hilarious. I'm not turning around the barge right now, guys. What are you talking about? I'm like, is this for real?
Did he do like a Christopher
Walken? We gotta go down to Harvard Yard to see the Meg.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
It's a bit much. Anyway. The Shallows. That's what we're here to talk about today. The Shallows with Blake Lively. God, I've never been so jealous of Ryan Reynolds in my life.
The Shallows. You mean the reefs of extra Sharpie rocks?
That was weak.
Ow.
That was weak. Jude, give me your synopsis, please. Let's get this guy out of here.
2016, The Shallows, rated PG-13 with a runtime of 1 hour 26 minutes. This had a budget of $17 million. What do you think this brought into the box office?
It was only $26
million? $17
million. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally spaced. Where did I hear 26 at?
Are you in Vaderland?
Yeah, I was.
The whole movie was her on a rock. So it couldn't have cost that much.
The runtime was 1 hour 26 minutes. The budget was $17
million. Freaking tight.
That was a nice. That was the best thing about this movie.
It's a tight movie.
Nice tight movie.
Tight like a tire. I'm going to say $35 million.
Okay. Vader?
just to make a different number, I'm going to say 57.5.
Oh, that's a banger.
All right.
On a $17 million budget?
Yeah. Had a $17 million budget with a box office bring home of $119 wow. million. Dollars.
What?
Good fucking movie.
Wow.
But why haven't we gotten the Lagoon?
Because some people are smart and they don't need to make a sequel.
And
they don't need
to make a sequel. Third movie, The Jetty.
But listen, if they want to make a sequel great. With Blake Lively with a scar on her leg from a shark bite, give me that movie.
Hey, you guys, there's a shark underneath the jetty. I can't get over to the other side of the jetty. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to make that walk on the boards. It keeps jumping over the jetty
break.
And yeah, biting people. Right?
What if Blake Lively?
She's like, hey, Keanu, give me two.
I'm right. Sorry, man. I think the Tito's is kicking in.
Good, finally. It's about time you showed up to work. All right, let's go.
Ready? After the death of her mother, Blake Lively travels to a beach that has sentimental value for her. Using the buddy system, she brings along her shitty friend that always flakes on her, and if she'd shown up, would have definitely gotten them both killed. Nearby, where Blake Lively is surfing, a whale carcass draws the attention of Steven Seagal and a real asshole of a shark. After he knocks her off her board and bites her, she manages to climb up onto a rock protrusion a mere 200 yards from shore. The shark swims back and forth between her and the shore like, na-na-na-na-na, I'm gonna eat you, and munches on everyone whose attention she tries to get to help her. Discuss.
There you have it. The Shallows, everybody.
That's what we do for every movie. I know. Where's the synopsis?
No, it was good. I liked it. It was a good synopsis.
You're welcome.
God, don't be so fucking snide.
No, you're snide. You're telling me this movie sucks. Shut the hell up. This movie was great.
Alex loves this movie so much that he takes it personally when you critique it.
Yeah. I'm really curious what he has to
listen.
Say.
It's like me with the Meg and you like it. This movie.
It's just... it's like, okay, hi, I'm this blonde surfer chick who's going through some life
Blind surfer stuff. Chick.
I'm this blonde.
Oh, blonde.
Blonde surfer chick. I'm going through some life crises. So I'm going to go to this... strange, isolated beach in a country I'd never been in, and I can't speak the language, and I'm just going to go.
She's fuck won anyone say myself. The name of this beach?
That's part of the plot, because nobody can rescue her, because they don't know where she is. That's the only reason why. But also, surfers are super weird with that kind of shit. If they find a nice place to surf, they don't tell anybody.
That's true.
The surfers are real sketchy like that.
This is our beach.
This is our beach. This is our surf. They don't like new people.
We're like that about coffee shops.
This is very true. Very true.
Nerds are weird about their coffee shops.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, because as soon as word gets out about a nice place, it gets ruined by all the tourists.
You're not wrong. Yeah. That happens here in Vegas. There's a place I used to go to down by the river. I would like, oh, this place is dope.
There's
and then,
certain bars on Fremont Street I won't tell anyone about.
There's steakhouses in this city that I don't want anybody to know about. So I get it, right? That made sense to me.
Guy Fieri, don't need to go nowhere near.
I'm gonna gush a little bit, and then you guys can dump your salt on this movie. I love this movie. I think it's fantastic. It's a perfect amount of runtime. Blake Lively is perfectly cast. She's gorgeous. Like I said, if this movie was just her in the sun surfing, I'd watch 4 hours of it. I love the creativity behind it. There was things that this movie did that I hadn't seen in any other movie before or since. It's like when she's talking on the cell phone. Like, the video is on the screen in, like, a weird kind of, like, translucent type way. And you can kind of see what she's doing on her phone. I thought that was super creative and kind of cool. It was interesting. I've never seen that before. The CGI for the shark was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Especially for a budget this low. We talked about with Black Demon how much of a budget that movie had. And the CGI was trash.
Yeah.
And this movie had less of a budget, and the CGI was freaking on
Most
point.
Of this movie is just her reacting to the fucking horror show that is her life right now.
Yeah.
And, like, when she has to, like, stitch her own leg up. Oh,
it looks so real. It looks so real.
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting there like this. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. Yeah. And I was the way I was worried about this bird.
Oh, the little Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal.
I was like, no, the shark's gotta get him.
it was... I don't have any salt for this movie. I love every bit of it.
I think it's very well done. They set up that she left medical school, so she has some medical training to survive. That
set
she
up
just
and pay
got
off.
Fucking bitten by a shark, and she has this jewelry on that she can like
suture
use to suture herself with. And then the way that she fixes the bird,
Yeah. Like, yeah, it all makes sense. Like, there never in one point was I like, oh, there's no way she'd survive that.
Yeah.
Like, no, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She knows that if she's going to put a tourniquet on after the shark
I
bite.
I loved how they did the high tide, low tide, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the little clock?
Yeah.
Like, it would show up in the corner. Yeah. Like, she's got like, 6 minutes left.
And, like, she came out to, like, these surfers who were, like, locals. And she's like, hey, anything gnarly I need to know about? And they were like, oh, there's this coral shit over there. It feels like a jellyfish. Perfectly set up.
Yep.
They're like, oh, high tide happens at this time. And she's like, all right, great. And that's all shit that seemed legit conversation that you would have with people who were locals.
Yeah.
That if you came to like surf in a place that you weren't used to.
Yeah. The only bit that I found a little bit too convenient was the jellyfish thing towards the end of the movie. I mean, they mentioned jellyfish at some point in time, but the idea that like at this point in time, all of a sudden, the freaking school of jellyfish show up.
Yeah.
That was like...
When that happened, I was like, can this bitch's life not get worse right now? She doesn't have enough shit to deal with.
And
now there's jellyfish between her and her only hope to survive.
That was the only thing that I found to be a little bit too convenient. But
I mean, if you're going to talk about convenient shit, the way that she killed the shark was... But whatever.
Yeah. I'm having fun. It was a good freaking movie. I don't think there's anything really wrong with this movie. It's everything set up properly. The cinematography's gorgeous.
I loved it.
I had a great time.
It's been a while since I've seen like a scary shark movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking love
but
them.
That's the problem I have with this movie.
Tell me what your problem is.
It wasn't scary.
I disagree.
There was no scare.
Vader thinks he could outswim a shark.
Listen.
He was mad.
He's mad.
He was texting us. She can't fucking swim that. We were like,
listen to me.
She can't outswim a shark, you dummy.
I get that. I just, everything you guys
He's
said.
He's like, swim, listen, bitch.
Fucking swim, bitch. No.
I want to read you his text.
For real. Everything that you guys said about this movie is true.
Okay.
Okay, I can't.
It's just not your cup of tea, then.
It's just, I didn't buy any of it.
How did you not buy it?
I just thought it was dumb. I don't know. I was literally laughing at myself while I was watching this movie and not liking it. And I'm asking, why am I not liking this movie? I literally asked myself, why do I not like this movie?
I still don't know.
Because this seems like a movie that I should like.
It's good.
But I didn't. And I don't know why.
I think you were just hungry.
I wasn't hungry. I didn't buy any of this thing.
What specifically, what didn't you buy?
It's one of those movies that's hard for me to explain why I didn't like it.
Okay.
Because
there were no boobs.
Well,
there was damn near close though.
She was. They were glorious. She's pretty hot. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. She's pretty hot. But, I don't know. I just did not buy the premise. I didn't like the shark. I thought the shark was kind of fake looking.
What?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like.
Like the handful of times that they showed it, I thought. Yeah, it was great.
Maybe that's the problem. They just showed the shark a handful of times.
Well, that's normal for a shark movie.
It's like every once in a while he would be like, my favorite part of the movie is where the surfer dudes came back.
Mm. Oh, and he ate one. Yeah, both of them.
Well, How about the first one was really good. That tried to jack her shit.
Oh, that jack off freaking drunk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was half of his corpse on the beach and he was walking past the other half of the corpse? Wouldn't the bottom half of the corpse be in the shark's mouth?
Did the shark just kind of rip into him and then rip him up?
Just took out the middle.
I just had a hard time with the premise of this movie. I'm sorry. I can't explain why. I don't know why. I just did not like it. I didn't think it was scary at all. Hmm. I did not jump one single time. And I know Jude's in my text making fun of me. It's scary. Fuck you. It's scary. It's a scary movie. And I'm like, no.
It was scary.
No,
I thought it was very suspenseful.
It's like... Everything just seems so
like this movie,
contrived and convenient. And
Vader's like, I seen aliens. Sharks don't scare me.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
You don't have to apologize. I think it's fascinating.
Well, but I'm frustrated. I'm spitting all over my microphone, and I hate it when I do
it's
that.
Because you're drunk.
But I sat there and I watched this whole thing, and I never liked it. I didn't like anything about it. I didn't like it from the beginning to the very end.
That's so weird.
And it's very strange to me because I can't explain to you why. It's very strange. And I just didn't buy into the premise. It just seemed weird. I wish I could sit here like a actual movie critic and tell you the reasons I didn't like this thing. Because it was a well put together movie. The actress, was fine. The story was fine, but I just have a hard time with it. And I thought the seagull was dumb. I thought the shark was silly. I hated the way she killed the shark.
Why? Tell me why.
Because it just seemed very convenient.
Well, they had to end the movie.
I guess. I would rather if she'd like broken the bird's wing and thrown the bird out there so the shark would go eat the bird and then she and then
that's
she
what I thought she was gonna do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the bird was gonna die too. I forgot.
It's like when she put the bird out on the surfboard and floated away, it's like, eat it. Eat it, shark. Eat the fucking bird.
I thought that's what she was doing to try to like distract the shark.
Mm. And then the jellyfish thing.
Like, oh, I'll give you that.
Oh God.
I'll give you that one.
Come on.
But the part where she we haven't even heard from Katie.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope he destroys it. He's probably not going to, but
what are your thoughts on The Shallows?
I want him to tell me why I didn't like it. Because I don't know why.
Because you need alcohol to enjoy anything.
That's not true at all. That's not true. But please tell me why I really didn't like this movie, Matt. Because
explain me to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you didn't like this movie. You like really terrible movies, so
it's not true.
It's hard for me to justify why you didn't like a movie which is pretty decent, in my opinion.
Aha.
But I think the most fun I had watching this movie was Jude's reactions while watching this movie, because we were watching it together. And the last time I saw Jude react this way to a movie was when she was watching 47 Meters
47
Down.
47
Meters
Down.
47 Meters Down.
That movie was actually scary.
So
is this one.
And I think that's why, I'm sorry, I think that's why I don't like this movie. I never got scared one time. Not once.
Hmm.
And I need to get at least, you know, one of these things or a jump during the shark movie, and it never even happened.
I'm with you on that. I didn't think this movie was scary at all. But like, then again, I'm not someone who gets scared with movies very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But Jude was just like screaming and like covering herself with a blanket, and you know, she was super into it the entire time.
Yeah, I loved it.
Like overall, like it's a very well made like thriller. You know, I remember when this came out in the theater, and I was just kind of like, you know, like Blake Lively, I'm not really a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like shark movies. It seemed very low budget.
I don't know why I've never seen this movie.
Yeah. But it turned out it was a very solid movie. Really enjoyed it. I had a few quibbles with it, though. Like, so for instance, about the beginning of the second act, which is when the shark shows up. So basically, she goes out surfing and she finds a whale mm-hmm. that has been attacked by this shark. And basically, the shark has been feeding on it. So she enters the shark's feeding ground. And that's what kind of alerts the shark to her presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene here where basically it's very interestingly done scene where the shark bites her leg and drags her underwater, and we see her like underwater screaming as like blood's flowing, but we don't see the actual bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason, she's let go of by the shark. She's able to escape and make it onto like a rock outcropping, and we see the bite on her leg. And the bite on her leg, considering the size of this shark, is very out of proportion. Mm. Like, it looks like a regular shark bite, but this shark
not
is
a cool
like
shark.
Well, this shark is deep blue sea levels big.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like a 20-footer.
Yeah, it's a gigantic shark. And the shark, consistently throughout the movie, whenever he kills someone, like either, or I should say she, because it's a female shark, they either bite them in half or they like tear them apart or something like that. So the entire time I'm watching this movie, I'm like, number one, why didn't she lose her leg? Because that shark would have just bit her leg off. And how did she get released by the shark? So, like, there's a lot of inconsistencies here. Like, for instance, Pablo, the guy who just tries to, like, you know, steal her bag from the mm-hmm. beach, he goes in to kind of get her surfboard, and the shark literally bites him in half.
Yeah.
Like, his upper torso is separated from his lower body, mm-hmm. and both are on the beach. I don't know how they both got up on there. I guess maybe the waves brought him on.
He eats that other guy's face.
Yeah, yeah. So like, there's a lot of inconsistencies in, like, what happens to the victims of the shark, the biggest of which is Blake Lively's character. So like that little thing, like I was able to just get past it. But overall, like when that happened, I was just like, wow, that's the worst that she got. Like, obviously mm-hmm. it's a big cut on her leg. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I'm like, the size of that shark, like that leg should have been gone.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually surprised. Sure. But everything that happens in this movie is basically a survival film. for the most part, were like, you know, obstacles to her continuing to live keep popping up, and she has to figure out a way to, you know, overcome them. I thought it was interesting because at some point, like, the high tide's coming in, she's losing the little island that she's been kind of like staying on, and she has to swim to a metal buoy in order to kind of like get out of the water in order to, you know, get away from the shark. And just so happens that there's a, you know, school of jellyfish between her and the buoy, which the shark has been avoiding. And so she has to swim through that school in order to safely get to the buoy in time. But there's a scene in there where the shark comes to attack her, and she like kind of like has to jump, and she like hits her face on the buoy. And that actually happened. Like, Blake Lively actually slammed her face into the buoy and got like a bloody nose and stuff like that during, you know, the filming of that scene. Whoa. And so like every scene in that or every shot in that scene where like she has like a bloody nose and stuff like that, that was like her actual blood.
Oh, wow.
Like her face was all fucked up. But she kept going like a trooper. And what's weird about this movie to me is that, so the movie starts off like Blake Lively, she's healthy, she's surfing, great body, very attractive woman. And throughout the course of the movie, she slowly just starts getting more and more fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like she's got jellyfish marks on her shoulder. Yeah. She's got like a big bloody leg.
Lacerations on her face.
Yeah. And like she's out in the sun and like, you know, she hasn't had any food and water. And like there's all this stuff that's like happening to her. And like she's just slowly like getting worse and worse looking. But as this happened, you're still like, Yeah, she's still pretty hot.
She's still beautiful.
you can't make Blake Lively not hot.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that like she's such an attractive character, mm-hmm. or such an attractive person, I should say, really helped with a lot of like take the edge off a lot of this stuff. You know, because there are certain scenes where like she's in this bikini and you're just like, oh, that's some nice side boob right there, and she's like dying. You know,
there's I just wanted to mention, like, again, because we talked about the bite, and I get what you're saying. It is it's a small bite in comparison to what the shark does to everybody else in the movie. The only thing I can say to that is like bite sharks will test things.
They'll take a test, chomp, and then bail.
Well, but the weird thing is like, so like the bite mark is only on the top of her leg. Like there's no closure from like the bottom, right? So my guess would be like maybe like the hook in the shark's mouth like hooked her and dragged her down, and that's what caused it. But
maybe
at the same time, they don't explain that in the movie. So yeah. This is headcanon. Yeah. Because like I feel like if the shark had actually bit her, there'd be, you know, damage to the bottom of the leg as well as the top.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, you know, like she just has basically a very deep cut on her leg, and it just doesn't make any sense within the context of a shark attack.
I just really had wished that the movie would have been about her removing the hook from the shark's mouth, and then they could have like been besties.
And the shark could have swam her to shore.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been.
She could just like hang on to this shark fin.
It'd be like Dune when they ride the worms.
Yeah. I would have been down for that too.
Yeah, but apparently, so like at a certain point in the movie, the shark eats a surfer with a GoPro camera on, and so she gets to see that there's like a fisherman's hook in the shark's in the side of the shark's mouth, and so the shark. Not only did humans invade its feeding ground, but it also has a bone to pick with humans in general because they put this hook in its mouth. And the filmmakers specifically said that they made this a female shark because they tend to be bigger and more gruff because I guess in the mating, the females like kind of like get scratched.
They have the, what is it called? Gender dysmorphia.
All I know is that during Shark Week, the big 20-footers that are on TV are always female.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, female sharks are bigger than male sharks.
Yeah.
That's like a thing with the species. It's like T-Rexes. I made a Jurassic Park joke. Nobody laughed.
because Jurassic Park is just your thing.
Jurassic Park is scarier than this movie.
Oh, fuck off.
I don't know.
When that thing is chasing the Jeep, I'm terrified.
Are you?
Yes, absolutely. More so than this movie.
Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
That's true. I don't know, man. I understand that it's not perfect. I don't think it's a perfect movie. I think if you're going to question things like that, well, the bite's not big enough. Okay, sure. Yeah. Also, there's a whale carcass floating around. That shark would be 1,000% more occupied with that than her. So like, there's that
as
well.
Which is why I feel like they made the shark hate humans specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With like the little like hook in the mouth thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I thought that was a clever twist.
When she originally is trying to flee the shark and jumps up onto the whale, and then the shark starts taking her somewhere.
Yeah.
I lost my fucking mind. I was like, oh no. This movie is not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Have you never seen it before?
No.
Oh, wow.
This was a first watch for me.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. And what I thought it was like, and I think that there is a movie like this, and I think I was just confusing it. I thought it was going to be like a group of friends went to go party on an island, and then it turns out like something happens and they can't get off, and the shark kills everyone but Blake Lively, and it's just to figure out how to get.
Yeah, that's called Shark Island.
Okay.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, can we review that?
Sure. But is Blake Lively in that too?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But I didn't expect it to just be like a... I didn't expect it to be this. And yeah. I thought that this was so well set up and paid off.
I have so much fun with this movie. But the first time I watched it, I was like, this is a freaking surprisingly good movie.
Yeah.
This is great. I had a great time with it. I love the runtime. It's an easy hour and 20 minutes.
It is very nice. That's easy first, watch. Yeah. 3 hours through a freaking movie.
Yeah, like nowadays, every movie has to be freaking some grand, epic, two and a half hour long slog. And you're like, Jesus, can this end already? This movie's like, nope, here's the story. It's done and over with by an hour and a half. Have a great time. Thanks.
I'm giving it an extra half star just for length.
Right?
Yeah.
There are two things I want to talk about. The first is when she gets the buoy and she finds the flare gun.
Uh-huh.
And her first shot of the flare gun, I thought was very funny. Yeah. Like she doesn't know like how high to do it. So like the flares, first of all, it's old, but then it just goes like.
And it fizzles out and just flips around.
Because she's trying to get the attention of a passing ship like in the distance. And she accidentally drops all the flares into the water. And so like she's got to like. Get the flares back to like try it again.
That was suspenseful as hell.
Yeah.
Was it?
I thought so. Yeah. Oh. She's sitting there. She's like dragging the buoy down with her, and then she reaches into the water, and I'm like, "That shark's gonna fucking bite your hand off."
I think I was just too jaded. I was like, I knew she wasn't gonna die. I had never through this entire movie was I ever scared for her dying.
Was this the first watch for you too?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It was.
Yeah. No, am I the only one who's seen it before?
Yeah.
I guess so.
It's like okay. I knew the drunk dude was gonna die. I knew the two surfer dudes were going to die.
Of course, yeah.
And I knew the dude that lives near the beach was going to come.
Drunk guy?
Rescue her.
No, the truck guy.
Okay.
You know, it's like there was...
Carlos.
I think
Charlie.
There was no surprises in this movie.
Mm. It's because you've seen too many movies.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think you weren't able to turn your brain off and just enjoy the show. Because you were like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. You Kate-ished it.
Did I? Is that why?
Like 10 minutes in, you were like, "Oh, yeah. He's gonna come back. These two server guys are gonna
die.
The kid
found the thing.
The daughter, the lady's gonna survive."
And when you see the kid watching the video GoPro at the beginning,
you can
see her on the buoy in the background going.
But Vader, it's visually stunning and pleasing to the eyes.
It's not though. I didn't think it was.
No, I'm joking.
That's your argument.
I'm
talking about like popcorn flicks, like Dune, like Star Wars, stuff like that. Those are eye pleasers to me. You know, Avatar, you know, that kind of stupid shit. But, you know, this kind of a movie is it's a smaller, it's a more encapsulated thriller type of personal journey with that this chick is going. I was never scared for her. That's my problem. Mm. I was never scared for her, not once.
Mm.
Not a single time.
Well, I will say to Alex's point that the cinematography in this movie is fantastic.
It's pretty, yeah.
But every time that Blake Lively's surfer double was in there with like the bad CGI like face over stuff, it took me out.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
If you had watched this by yourself like Vader did, would you be jaded about it like he is?
I think I would have enjoyed it more than Vader, but just because like, you know, like there's nothing in this movie that's so egregious that it would take me out of the experience of watching the movie.
Really, how they killed the shark at the end wasn't that kind of dumb?
That's the second thing I wanted to talk about, actually, because like I said, I had a problem with the initial leg bite. And the biggest problem I had with the movie was the killing of the shark. And so, like, you know, they did the work to set it up, right? Because when she's down in that jellyfish school, as they light up, she sees the rock that the buoy is attached to by like three different chains. And she sees like all the rebarb that's sticking out of it and stuff like that. So she knows it's down there. And she makes her way up to the buoy. And as the shark's attacking the buoy that she's on, the chains of this thing are breaking and it's becoming unmoored. And by the time the shark is like actively like trying to get to her and basically the buoy is on its last legs, she sees that the chain is about the last chain that's attached to the buoy that secures it to that rock is about to break. And so what she does is she takes the cord that she uses to attach to her surfboard.
Which she's been using as a
tourniquet.
Yeah. So she takes that off and she attaches it to the chain so that, you know, the chain, when it breaks off, because it's heavy, it's going to drag her down to the bottom faster than she could swim down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can tell that, like, her plan is to get down to that thing and have the shark follow her and impale itself on mm-hmm. that thing. But I'm like, that's kind of a stretch of, like, a plan, especially in, like, that situation where the shark's actually trying to, like,
if your plan doesn't work, you're just stuck down there with a shark that's about to eat you.
Yeah, well, I also think that, like, I guess she figured that, well, the shark's about to eat me anyway. This is, like, my only chance.
Yeah, it's her last-ditch effort to do anything.
Yeah, but the amount of, like, quick thinking that you had to have in order to be like, okay, I'm going to attach this thing to the chain. The chain's going to fall down right by where it needs to be.
I'm not going to get impaled on that.
Yeah. I'm going to disconnect my thing right before the chain hits the ground. The shark is going to, like, not, you know, swim up at the last minute, but actually, like, dive down, like, as deep as it goes. There was a lot of stuff that had to go right in order for that plan to work at the end. I was okay with it because I was just like, okay, that big shark just, like, suicided, Epstein'd itself, you know. Like the lead up to that, I can see Vader's point. It was kind of a ridiculous climax, but how else is she going to get away from the shark?
You know? I don't know, man. That shot at the end when the shark freaking goes down and chomps and all the rebar comes out of its side and it just kind of like slumps over and she's under the water. That shot was great. Yeah. I was like, this is freaking cool. Because if you're watching a freaking like Jaws, everybody loves Jaws. Jaws is the greatest movie ever made. That is just as ridiculous. The shark just has it out for this one freaking fisherman guy.
Yeah.
Follows him around everywhere.
I watched Jaws a couple weeks ago on TV.
I watched Jaws 2 the other day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to catch hell for this, but Jaws...
Not holding up for you?
It's not holding up for me.
Oh, no.
I mean, I like the acting. I like the story. No, I haven't actually seen it a ton of times. I like the story. I like the acting, but it just... The shark's terrible. Okay.
Well, everybody knows.
I know everybody knows that. Yeah,
that's like an open secret.
Yeah, it's just.
But it's the 70s. You give it forgiveness because it's the 70s.
For sure.
Yeah, but at the same time, in Jaws, like the killing of the shark in Jaws was believable, right? Because it had like this tank, which they had established that it blows up in its mouth.
Yeah.
And when that tank is shot, it blows up, kills the shark. Very straightforward. The ending to this one, where it's like, okay, I'm gonna fool the shark with myself as bait. Into impaling itself on this thing at the bottom of the ocean, it was a bit of a stretch.
Much. Sure, yeah. I still had fun though.
Did you like how they killed the Meg in the first Meg book?
Wait, they captured the Meg.
The one that Jonas kills when he's inside the shark.
Oh, he cuts its heart out. Yes, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
She's testing me. I know. I have a book report due.
I'm not.
I have a book report due on both these books.
Pop quiz, motherfucker.
Yeah. What's the main character's name?
I'm going to wait until we're on our way into the Meg 2. And then if you don't get the questions right, I'm just going to like rip up my ticket and leave.
Yeah.
We have to go to the theater to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to be here.
Oh, we'll wait for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Oh, no. I'm going to do it without you. Because I can't wait.
I thoroughly enjoy this movie. I'm going to go ahead and give it for my personal enjoyment. And everything that Cage said is valid. I don't know what headspace you were in to not enjoy
scary.
This movie.
It's not scary.
I thought it was thrilling. I'm going to give it a freaking strong, solid 4 stars for me.
Wow.
It's 4 sharks out of 5. I would recommend anybody who enjoys shark movies and or suspense movies, check out The Shallows. You gave it a 0.5-star because of a tight runtime.
Yeah, tight runtime. I did like that. That was my favorite part of the movie. It didn't last 3 hours long.
Sure.
You know, everything you guys said is valid. I can't argue with you. I just didn't resonate with this movie. So I'm just gonna like stick it in the middle somewhere. I'm gonna go like 2.5.
Okay. At least you're not shitting on it. That's good.
I don't want to shit on it because it's not a terrible movie. I didn't like it. It's just one of those movies I didn't get.
All right. I thought you were gonna love it.
No, I didn't.
Because, like, there's body count. There's more body count than there was in Black Demon.
Oh, it was...
The Black Demon.
It was about the same.
It's 3. So far in Shark August, October Bites, we're at a body count of 6.
Do we need to up our body count?
That's fucking lame.
Yes. Well, we're going to watch the Demeter soon.
The whole ship is dead.
Yeah, that's a lame body count. For yeah, so 2.5.
Two and a half, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking middle.
Jude, as a first watch, How'd you feel?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. And I love when a movie can surprise me. I don't know why I never watched this before. I guess because I thought it was something that I'd already seen before, like the formula that I've already seen before. This was so surprising. I thought it was so well written. I thought the setup equaled the payoff. I had a couple of problems with a couple of scenes, like when she first gets attacked. The amount of screaming that she does, there's no way she has enough air in her lungs to scream that much, but whatever.
Sure.
The shark's death, I was like, come on. But whatever. It's a fantasy shark movie. And for me, it gave me enough scares to make me like really, it's like a roller coaster movie. Like the feeling that you get when you're on a roller coaster that, oh shit, I don't like this. And then afterwards you're like, I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Four stars, four sharks.
Nice.
Four assholes on a beach about to steal my shit.
That was so weird to me.
Kadesh, how about you, buddy?
All right, so I didn't point out my favorite scene in this film, which is so basically Blake Lively, she's been stuck on this rock for like 3 days. She's been traumatized not only by having her leg bit, but also by eating gross crab creatures and
she threw up
sea spiders
and crab creatures and watching other human beings being brutally killed by the shark. But her companion throughout all this was a little seagull, which she dubbed Steven Seagull. And basically, when she got to this rock, this bird's wing got injured, basically. And so he's stuck on the rock with her. He can't just fly away. And so she decides that before she does her last-ditch effort to survive by swimming to this buoy, she's, despite everything that's happened to her, instead of eating the bird or using the bird as a decoy or whatever, she's going to fix the bird's wing and send it on its way.
First, do no harm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she sees that the wing is basically just dislocated, and so she pops it back in, and it hurts so much that the bird instantly bites her. And so, like, even when she's trying to do, like, a nice thing, she gets punished for it.
Nature's metal, man.
That's why the aliens haven't reached out.
Yeah. I just thought it was so funny, because the bird just, like, chomps down on her finger.
Yeah.
And she's like, ow.
That's not a very nice bird.
Yeah. If the bird freaking went like, oh, thank you so much, would that be more realistic?
No, the bird, like,
yeah.
I'm not talking about realism here. I'm just talking about, like, the fact that, like, out of everything that happens to her, like, the bird bites her, you know.
Even the bird doesn't like her.
So, like, I found that to be kind of funny. But this movie, like, it's not a bad movie at all, like, by any stretch of the imagination. I had, like, a few quibbles with, like, some of the liberties of the shark. But for the most part, like, it's a very enjoyable movie. So I would probably give it, what did you call it, crab spiders?
Sea spiders.
Sea spiders. Yeah, I'd give it three sea spiders out of five. So, like, I wasn't bored. I liked the movie. Blake Lively looks amazing in it, even when she's all messed up. And it was a fun little forgettable film, I think. But I wanted to ask you guys if you saw a trailer for this movie called The Fall, which is basically the reverse 50 or 47 meters under.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's about these two girls that climb, like, this huge,
like a radio tower.
Radio
good.
Tower.
Yeah.
They get stuck at the top. And so it's a survival story where it's, like, people are too high as opposed to, like, under the water.
Okay. I don't think I could do that movie.
It's by the people who made this, right?
Yeah, no, it's by the people who made 47 meters
47
down.
Meters down. Okay. No,
that's Vader's kryptonite. We need to make him watch that.
No. Oh, yeah. He hates heights.
He hates heights.
He hates the sea, too.
Oh, that's true.
I think it just wasn't far scared? Enough out in sea
I was
for
the
it to scare
it,
him.
Maybe it was because there was, I could see the bottom of the whole thing.
You're just like, just walk.
Just fucking swim. Stupid chick.
Just swim, bitch.
This is one of those movies I wish I disliked more, but I don't. I don't know why.
That's okay. All right. It's fine.
Sorry, hey, man. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I don't care.
I apologize.
I love this movie. I'll watch it again right now. It's great.
I see two of you right now.
That's good. Let's keep this rolling.
It's awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching our review of The Shallows. I would highly suggest you go check it out. Mm-hmm. If August is your thing and you're watching a bunch of shark content, this is a great movie to pick. I don't know what we're going to do next week. Are we going to do Meg or are we going to do
Sharknado?
No, I'm going to finish this book before I have to watch that stupid movie.
I don't want to watch that movie either.
I don't want to. I don't want to. Oh my God.
It's fun.
It's stupid.
Okay. If you can finish.
I would like to watch at least one good shark movie this month. That would be kind of
What's
cool.
on the list?
I don't Meg, know. You picked them.
The Demeter.
That's not a shark movie.
I know, but it's August Bites.
It's an August Bites movie.
What else are we talking about?
We pivot into vampire movies? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we watch, like,
somebody needs to write this shit down.
What's that one movie that you think we should all watch? The 28 Days or?
28 Days Later?
I don't know. Where they're all, like, in the town in Alaska that.
Oh, 30 Days of Night.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good one.
It's dope.
You've I watched that probably every other year. I just watched it recently.
Send me a text. Tell me what
you want. You want a body count.
I need some death.
Dude, if you want a body count, 30 Days of Night.
I need a body count.
Holy God.
We're two shark movies in. We're at six. That's lame.
Okay.
You know what we should watch that we've never watched before?
What?
Phantoms.
What is that?
The Dean Koontz movie?
Ben Affleck was the bomb in it.
I don't know what that is.
I don't trust suggestions from
you. I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking this seriously.
We need you to sit there and produce.
Yeah.
And we'll pick the movies.
Technically, 28 Days Later is a zombie movie, which they bite. So like,
not 28 Days Later. That's
30 Days of Night is what you want. There's like a...
I think. I don't know.
There's like 1,500 people that die in that
movie. Sounds great.
And it's gory as hell.
Awesome.
We should watch Five-Headed Shark.
God, yeah. No. Stop with your nonsense. Stop. All right, we're out of here, guys.
Six-headed shark.
Thank you so much for watching the review. Enjoy your August. Sharknado, not going to happen. Meg 2, that's where it's at. Bye. Stay salty.